Proclamation number 7021 of 20th of January, 1958. Assurance of God to protect and keep for the light bearers. Your spiritual task is urgent. If I keep telling you this, then you also know that everything will be done by me to make you suitable for this task or to keep you suitable. Yet you yourselves must also prove your willingness to me by fully committing yourselves to me and my kingdom. For again and again you should be told that time is pressing and that you must always reckon with the fact that my intervention, which precedes the final end, can suddenly and unexpectedly end many people's lives, and you don't know who will be affected by it. And therefore you should try to fulfill your task with every fellow human being you come into contact with. Every individual can become a victim of this natural disaster, but every individual can also lose his life in another way. And every individual shall be prepared for the entrance into the kingdom of the beyond. My servants on earth know about the great spiritual adversity. They know about my plan of salvation from eternity. They possess knowledge which explains all spiritual correlations to them. And therefore they alone can also enlighten their fellow human beings correctly and make them understand the meaning and purpose of their earthly existence. And I need such servants on earth who speak on my behalf, because I cannot speak to people myself due to Thestel great distance. The final work of redemption has to be done through mediators, for an obvious intervention on my part would be a compulsion of faith and not very successful. And therefore every one of my servants can be certain that I protectively hold my hands over him so that he can also carry out the vineyard work. And even if it seems to you as if your strength is leaving you, I can let my flow of strength flow into you at any time, and I will also do so if full trust is placed in me. And again I will give you clear signs of my love and might, only this also has to happen within the framework of nature. Because I avoid all compulsion of will but can and will also always work in a natural, seeming way so that you can continue to work for me and my kingdom. And so, no matter how many threatening clouds make you tremble, they will pass you by, and again the sun of my spirit will break through and once again fill you with strength and light. For I myself am with you who want to serve me. And no one needs to be timid who already stands so far in the light that he knows about my plan of salvation. I only impart this knowledge so that the meaning and purpose of earthly existence will be recognized and presented to people as a priority in order to induce them to also live on earth in accordance with the purpose. And it is not often possible to introduce a person to this realization because prerequisites have to be present for it. But every bearer of light, every person who has received this inner light through my spirit, is also suitable for vineyard work of a special magnitude. For in the end time the confusion of thoughts amongst people is so unusually strong that enlightenment is necessary and can only take place through the transmission of pure truth. It is impossible to save people from their spiritual adversity in any other way than by transmitting the truth, and this first requires bearers of light. People who receive the pure truth directly from me and are now willing to pass it on. Admittedly, only a few will allow themselves to be taught by them, only a few will accept the truth and change, but already for the sake of these few I need you, who make this direct transmission of my word possible through your will and by fulfilling certain conditions. And therefore I will also grant you protection and help in every spiritual and earthly adversity. I myself will guide you, and truly, in such a way that both the end time as well as the coming natural event will be taken into account. That you will still be able to work unhindered, although my adversary will try everything to make you unfit for this work. But not he but I have taken over your leadership, not he but I have the power, and this will also prove itself to you as soon as it is necessary. Amen.